The U.S. Department of Agriculture has just launched a federal order that says lactating cows must test negative for the bird flu before they are transported. Specifically, they need to test negative for the influenza A viruses, which is the group that includes the highly pathogenic avian influenza. The federal order starts on Monday. Alan Bierga with the National Milk Producers Federation has the details.
This is now going to be a reportable disease, which means if, you know, you go to your veterinarian or if it's interstate commerce and it's found that there's a positive case, you have to report it. It's now the requirement as far as animal safety inspections. And that basically makes it more official that this is what farmers need to do, and there could be penalties if they don't.
Alan, what is this new federal order telling us about the severity of the highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle?
There are three dimensions to this, and you can look at HPAI from three directions. Primarily, this has been an animal health issue. Cows are getting sick. They've been temporarily losing production. Then they come back online. You know, that's different from what we've seen in poultry, where the mortality rates are very high in the birds. And in cattle, that doesn't seem to be the same effect. But at the same time, you know, because of the nature of this illness and the fact that it appears to now be spreading among dairy cattle instead of birds, there is the potential human health risk. So we have an animal health issue that becomes an implied human health issue because you don't want this to jump species. You know, once it's in a mammal, it's just that much easier. There's more ways that you could see a potential mutation that would then go into the human population, which is what we're trying to keep from happening. And so when you take a look at what, you know, USDA is doing, basically this control of movement is something that is meant to stop the spread in cattle, because if you stop the spread in cattle, that lowers the chance that this can become a risk in humans. That's really the crux of what's going on here in the interagency effort that you're seeing from USDA, FDA, and CDC. You know, the third way that people can look at this, and this is what you're talking about in terms of the panic, right? Consumers see all this going and they think, oh my gosh, there must be something with milk. I better not drink it. The government agencies have been very forthright, especially with FDA announcing, you know, on Tuesday, that pasteurization kills this virus. There is not a risk to the consumer population from drinking milk. This is all an effort to keep bird flu, H5N1, from jumping from dairy cattle potentially to human beings. It's to try to keep that particular flu virus under control. But this is not about the safety of the product that cows are producing. And that's going to be the really important thing to forestall that panic that you're talking about, right? People see this and they think there's a problem. I better not buy milk. That's not what's going on here. You know, just like in eggs, just like as in poultry, pasteurization is the safeguard that makes the difference and makes this not a consumer threat.
The bottom line is that pasteurized milk is safe to consume, and that's because our food supply chain already has these safety precautions in place.
One thing that I think that consumers should be reassured by, once again, are the safety measures that are in place in the dairy supply chain. And the fact that we will have traceability of these interstate movements, and that we do have teams of people who are really trying to figure out, you know, what the vectors of transmission have been and what steps can be taken now and in the future to mitigate any public health risk.
And Alan, you talk about avoiding unnecessary panic among consumers, but we've also seen reaction in the dairy trade, especially when the headline first came out that some dairy cattle contracted the bird flu. Can you speak to what dairy farmers might expect or how the industry is looking for some price stability there in the midst of this new federal order?
Well, I mean, there's stability in the sense that we're reminding people that there should not be a disruption to the milk supply. You know, when you see milk futures moving, it's because of ideas of impact on supply and demand. And what you're seeing probably, most likely, is traders that are going to be betting that this is going to be affecting demand. Our job is to make sure that people stay calm in terms of looking at markets, right? Dairy is a nutritious product. It's a product that people rely upon. They can continue to rely on this nutrition, even as the industry itself has a little bit of disruption in terms of the interstate movement of cattle. Markets will move on news, and this is undoubtedly news. But I think it's news that, frankly, as people digest it and understand what it is and what it isn't, it's not something that should lead to some of the volatility that we've been seeing. We're just going to have to see where we are in the next few days and weeks. Once we get this new testing system put into place, once a little bit of the initial headline calms down, this is a new factor in the dairy landscape. It's something that we need to deal with. Dairy is going to be a good citizen, and farmers care as much about health as everybody else. We're going to be able to get through this. But again, the message is one of reassurance. The one is one about coordinating these efforts so that they are successful, and making sure that, you know, dairy continues to prosper.
Dairy needs a strong workforce in order to prosper too, Alan. And I wanted to ask you, whether it's farm employees, dairy processing plant employees, is there demand from the workforce to increase safety measures so that it doesn't spread to humans?
Dairy workers are critically important to the dairy supply chain. And what you're seeing is a lot of efforts on farms in terms of applying these biosecurity actions, you know, everything from stepped up sanitation and hand washing to wearing new outfits every day, to making sure that only essential people are interacting with the animals. You know, there's a lot of best practices in this for protecting workers. I would note that the dairy has a lot of workers, and so far there has been one positive case found of bird flu in a human being. That was a dairy worker who had some pretty extensive interaction in cattle, and that was in a part of the country that really was ground zero of this outbreak at the time. So we're not seeing a truly significant risk to dairy workers. But what you do see is a reason to exercise caution and do some everyday common sense biosecurity measures to make sure that people are taking the particular precautions. Again, as we take a look at this in dairy cows, there's no reason to send an industry grinding to a halt over this. The cows are recovering. You're not seeing the same mortality that you see in birds. You know, the milk is pasteurized, and pasteurization makes the virus inactive. There has been one worker who has had a mild illness. We need to take proper precautions. And as long as people are collaborating and communicating, we're going to be able to get through it.
Again, the bottom line is that pasteurized milk and properly prepared meat are safe to consume. The new federal order that requires testing in cattle before transport is all about using science to stop the spread of the virus in cows so that it doesn't jump species again and infect people. Alan Bierga providing some perspective today from the National Milk Producers Federation. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.